Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I always feel a little bit awkward when I read a gospel text like we have today, and then I say at the end of that text, "This is the gospel of the Lord." Because in case you don't know this, the word gospel literally means good news. And that's what I'm saying at the end of a gospel text when I read from one of the four gospel accounts is literally, this is the good news of the Lord. But many of the gospel texts, and certainly the one that is appointed for this, the second to last Sunday of the church year, doesn't sound like good news. Jesus says, watch out. Be careful. Be always on the watch. And then he goes on to tell his disciples all the terrible things that are going to take place. And so like I said, I felt a little funny after the gospel reading today stating that this is the good news of the Lord. Because the whole thing sounded a lot more like bad news than good news. But sometimes you have to have some bad news to protect you from some even worse news that is still to come. For example, nobody wants to be told that they need to have chemotherapy. But being told that you need chemotherapy to save your life is better than not being told about it at all and dying from the cancer. And so it was that being warned against the impending doom and gloom was better for the disciples than for them not to have been warned and then to have succumbed to the surprise attack brought on by the evil one. And so Jesus warns his disciples to not be deceived. Endure to the end. Not be weighed down with the anxieties of life, so that in the end they might be able to stand before Jesus in his kingdom. Like any good teacher or parent or friend, Jesus gives his disciples the information that they need to help them endure to the end, so that they might then receive God's gift of everlasting life. And that's all well and good. It's very helpful information, but it's still not good news. You know, if you were to tell me when I was back a senior in college, John, all you have to do to pass your last physics exam in order to graduate and get your degree is to ace the final. Well, that's helpful news, but it's not very good news. Because if I need an A on my final in order to pass my class, it must mean that I didn't do very well throughout the entire semester. So what makes me think that all of a sudden it's just going to click and I can get an A on the final? And thus, it's helpful for Jesus to tell us all that we need to do in order to gain everlasting life, in order to be able to stand before him, in order to endure to the end. But it isn't really good news. Because if we have been unable to be obedient and faithful in our lives when our lives have been relatively easy, what makes us think that we can do it when life gets really tough? When we are in those end of the world type struggles? And this while this may very well be the gospel of the Lord, I'm not sensing or hearing a whole lot of good news here. And thus we need to dig a little deeper into the text and into the body of God's word to find that good news. In verse 15, Jesus states that as his disciples are arrested and persecuted and brought before kings and governors, that he will give to them the words of wisdom to say that none of their adversaries are able to resist or contradict. And thus our first piece of good news in this text is that Jesus himself will give us the words to defend us. As we find ourselves in those difficult and dangerous situations, when we are falsely accused and wrongly treated, God himself will speak for us and God himself will speak through us, which will then help us to hang on and to endure. And that is good news. But what about all those times that we are deceived, like Adam and Eve were? For those times when we're too weak to go on, like Elijah was. Those times when we are distraught, like David was. How do we endure in the midst of those situations? How do we hang on when we are too weak and too weary to hang on? Oh, those are good questions, and they're valid questions, but not really questions that are answered in the text itself. For those questions, we need to go elsewhere in God's word to hear what he has to say, to hear his good news. Psalm 28, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. Psalm 29, the Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace. Psalm 46, God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Psalm 73, my flesh and my heart may fail. In other words, they may not be able to endure. But God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Psalm 118, the Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Indeed, the Lord has become our salvation. For he gave his life on Calvary's cross to bear and to pay for our sin. He has become our salvation because he rose from the grave, overcoming death not only for himself but for us also. And thus we can stand before him when he comes to us on his throne. We can stand before him when he is there in judgment, knowing that we are forgiven of all of our sins and we are prepared to enter with him into his glory. And that is good news. And because of all that good news, I know that he will not let me be tempted beyond what I can bear. 1 Corinthians 10. I know that I can do all things, even endure to the end through him who gives me strength. Philippians 4. I know that even when I am weak, his power will be made perfect in me and I will be strong. 2 Corinthians 12. And all of that is good news. The future that Christ warned about in our gospel reading this morning is not full of good news. In fact, most of it was pretty bad news, threatening news, dangerous news. And that seems pretty much in line with what we're seeing in our world today. And as we look toward the future of our world, I don't know how many times I've said to myself or thought my mind or even said to others that I fear for our next generation and the ones to come. I fear for our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren and so on because of the world that I see that they are going to grow up in. How are we going to endure to the end as the culture in which we live moves further and further away from Christ? Well, they and we are going to do it by the hand and by the strength of God. For even when we are too weak and too weary to hang on to Him, He always hangs on to us. And that is really good news. And this we know for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.